We are live. What's up, Drew? How's it going?
Good. Good, Amish.
Thanks for coming over, baby.
Thanks for having me in your room.
What a fun little chat show we got. I'll just put the pre-drink border around it.
The pre-what?
The pre-drink. That's the show that's happening this Saturday. You're on it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on the one this Saturday?
Is that what it's called? I believe so. You booked me for this Saturday.
The pre-drink. I just booked you for the date, yeah.
I didn't know the name.
I didn't tell you the name? I didn't show you the poster?
I've been telling people Amisha's new show. That's what I call
it. That's what you call it? Yeah. Amisha's new show?
Yeah.
What's the response to that?
They say, who's Amish?
I like when people are like, I texted Tamara.
Which one? Siobhan, Junkin, Appleton? Siobhan. There's the three Tamaras of Toronto comedy.
I know. There's so many
They're Tamaras. Like the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I got two of them on my show tonight.
Oh, six.
Yeah.
That's right. I've actually been texting a couple of them. But Siobhan, I texted her. I was like, yeah, I'm starting a new weekly. She's like, good luck. Haha, good luck.
Why?
A weekly? Dude, what a grind.
I'm doing a weekly. It's okay.
But then I sent her the poster, though.
Yeah.
And I sent her all the stuff. And she's like, you know what?
Did she send you the CV of a graphic designer? Or what was she?
No. The graphic design I got from Hong Kong, I got on Fiverr for $20. Thank God for that colonialism, brother?
That's just the race to the bottom of the economy. I don't know.
Everyone loves a poster. You haven't seen it yet?
Wait, you got a poster. I don't want to go back to that. You paid some guy in Hong Kong.
A lady.
So a woman, even worse. You paid a woman. You're exploiting female labor.
Graphic design.
You paid her $20 to design your poster.
U.S.
$20
U.S.
in China.
It's going a long way in Hong Kong, man. Dude, they're getting attacked by their government. Yeah, they need all the money they can get.
So you're exploiting a vulnerable situation.
Oh, hey, I'm helping her out, man. She needs all the money. Come on, dude. And she
$20 is helping her out.
Can I be honest? I'm saying 20, but actually, I asked for all the layers so I can put it on the whatever. Uh-huh. She's like, that's another 20.
$40 to do this poster for you.
Yep.
$40 US, and I guess you're Canadian, right? So you are taking a hit on that.
I am taking a hit on that US, man.
With your dollar.
I'm taking a hit on that. Why are you saying you're? Are you not Canadian?
I get paid in US dollars. I only get paid in US dollars.
that's so silly.
Well, I'm on Fiverr. What can I say?
Okay, cool. All right, fair enough.
Why would I want to get paid in Canadian dollars? It's a waste of money.
No, I see what you're saying, but like, what shows are you doing that they pay you in US dollars, brother? As you're saying this, I'm looking down at a rip in your jeans right at the crotch. It's so cute. You're like, I only get paid in US dollars. I look down, I'm just seeing skin.
I don't get paid that often.
Yeah, I know. What a life, eh? What a grind. Comedy. That's why you guys got to get your tickets in advance. Last week, we had quite a few people at the show. I had pre-sales.
You did?
Yeah, I did a little contest. I'm doing all the stuff.
And, everything you have to do.
I'm doing all the stuff you got to do. It's weekly.
Contests, selling tickets. I mean, that's vital to a show. You're selling tickets to the show.
And the first show didn't have a spotlight. Well, there we go, guys. This week, that's the next.
What was the feedback? Did you leave comment cards on the tables for people to give their feedback on what you could
do
better?
No, but I talked.
Isn't that what stand-up is? Just feedback? Aren't we just trying to get feedback?
Yeah, in laughter, not in freaking. Weren't you saying this?
I know,
today?
But can't we flesh that out a bit?
We do need to flesh it out. We need to talk about how you were telling me today that open mics are dead. Is that true?
Not that they're dead. Well, I think so. I do, as I told you, I run an open mic on Tuesdays here in Toronto, here in the city. And I'm of the opinion that we might run one of the last true open mics.
Wow.
In the city, in the sense that an open mic in its true form, any person of any state. Any language capacity. It doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to speak English.
I hear a freedom of speech argument coming.
It's not even full freedom of speech.
I hear like a little freedom of speech thing.
It's if it's a pure open mic, it's open to the public, and then you can.
What about what if a Trump supporter wants to do some grandstanding? Huh?
Welcome to the show. This is an open mic.
I know, eh?
That's an open mic.
What is it with everyone right now? People are so angry about like how could you give them a platform? There's two people here. There's two people. Yeah, like someone getting mad at you.
Are people mad that we have a platform?
Well, you were saying today that this could be the last open mic because you get in trouble some of the comics coming in being weird.
Well, here's the thing. I was talking to, because it's getting a vibe that it's a little incel-y at times.
Incel-y is not the vibe right now, brother. That's not the vibe you want.
In this room?
No, in this culture.
Because this room has incel-y vibes.
Ew, how can you say that to me? With my beautiful posters?
Who's this guy? I don't know if you can see on the camera, but this guy with the guy looks like incel number one.
I'll tell you, brother.
He looks like
guy,
the incel patient
that
zero.
That guy yeah. is doing great, and he's getting laid. He's a podcast genius, this guy.
What's his name?
A podcast genius. Asirios Kokonos.
Okay.
He has a book. Dude, have you seen his book? He wrote a book of fake toys. It's so good. It's our coffee table book now. My roommate saw it. He's like, this is incredible, dude.
So he's
a genius.
Okay.
He's brilliant, dude. So I brought him in to do a show.
I was profiling. I apologize.
You were profiling. And
that's
I
my prejudice.
Say, you know what? I got to say, his fan base.
Incels?
Kind of like little incel-y.
Okay, so I was right.
No. But it's not like Jordan Peterson fans. He's like teaching them. Like he's just a happy guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's got that young age group. And he's just like a nice guy who's like, be happy. And here's how you can
so
be
is
happy
he trying to? He's trying to show them alternatives to playing for Fortnite and going on 4chan and not having any social relations. Because here's what I say.
That's what he's doing. Yeah.
Here's what
he's basically saying, like, hey, got to be social. Got
to
go out.
I agree with that. So this is what
positive to the max.
I like that. But let me make this point.
Yeah.
Because this is what I say. What's good about the open mic, good about a pure open mic is you attracting these guys who come out who are like 18 to 21, right? Confused. Are trying to be controversial, are trying to shock. Yeah. But what ends up happening is these guys who are abjectly maybe kind of loserish, right?
Yeah.
They now start to have a bit of a social circle. They now start to actually have like friends.
Yeah.
They start to actually become like more socialized
in
a way. Because I say, I do this open mic. I don't do it for the $15 and the 3 free drinks, okay? I don't do it for that, okay?
$15 American. By the way,
I get it converted, but
it's 15 Canadian.
It ends up being 9 1/4 when I listen. You save U.S. dollars. What am I? Canadian money is good luck, but you know, here's my point.
Yeah,
I view myself as like a caseworker. All right, I don't think that I'm hosting a show. What are we doing?
Sorry, I'm just breathing.
What is okay?
We got we're
working with a tight aspect ratio here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we are a very tight aspect ratio.
No, but I think it's more of like a social service. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's a place for people who don't really have much social skills or an outlet to come and have that.
For the culture, for the
but
community.
I understand if you're running a business and your patrons are like, these guys are talking about like cutting off women's heads and like putting.
It wouldn't be the first open mic that I've seen shut down.
Oh, no. I get it, though. I get it, because if you're running a business, that's not good for business.
That's not good for business.
You don't want some 19-year-old lunatic.
Drew, keep
talking about.
Fix the camera. Keep talking about.
Okay. Talking about whatever kind of horrible. Like, he's like talking like he's trying to write the next Hostel movie or something like that. That's his act. It's not funny. And they don't get booked on other shows. This is the only place they have. But I get the argument, you know. It's not good for business, and the customers are complaining, and it makes people feel uncomfortable. I get that. So, but here's my thing, because we've now arrived at a problem.
Right.
What do we do then? What do we do with these kids, these young guys who are coming and wanting to express themselves or have some sort of social outlet?
Right.
Right. Now, because they're very impotent, right? There's no effect that's coming from them.
Yeah.
Going to an open mic where 3 people are listening, half listening, if you're
right,
lucky.
That's what's funny is how people are just like, are people like, why are you giving him a platform? It's like, there's 2 people here. There's nobody.
It's less than 2. It's
You mean the physical platform that we call a stage? It's barely even a platform.
I wouldn't even say it's a.
Like, do you have a platform, a stage even?
We're giving them a. But here's the thing.
But that happened at Kapow a couple of times where people were like, why would you give that person.
Are you allowed? Are we allowed to talk about Comedy Kapow? Are you.
No, it's fine.
Is there a court case pending with that, or how's that?
Yeah, no. There's been a bunch of times, dude. There's an open mic that you didn't even hear about, but a legendary, like such a great open mic at Imperial Pub. Did you ever go to Imperial Pub open mic?
No, I used to do that one.
That got shut down
because the university professor.
Because the university professor got mad at not even JJ, but Ryan. Let's not say last names, but like whatever Ryan's joke was, like she was like upset about it.
Yeah,
and she told on them, got to shut down.
That's par for the course.
I'm just saying he's not a weird incel. He's a professional comic. He works all over. He's like a great
professional comic. But
it's not only incel. It's like that place got shut down because of him too.
But yeah, so I guess it's just people don't want comedy. But the thing you have to have when I started comedy in Montreal like 4 years ago, if I hadn't had like the open mics to go to.
Yeah.
Right, that were pure open mics. I wouldn't have had a chance to like develop or get better and stuff like that. Now I'm 4 years. I'm not even anything still, okay. Right?
Yeah.
But people put me on book shows, and I was only able to do that through doing the open mics. So what I'm saying is, if we really stratify the open mic and don't make a pure open mic anymore, right? Is it impeding people's ability to come into it? And there's been a lot of great things also in terms of, encouraging like the boy girl formats on a lot of shows now.
Yeah.
Where, you know,
I just naturally do that. I always keep make sure it's 50-50 at least.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you book, well, that's booking, but I'm talking about an open mic. Like at the Ossington, you have
they enforce like
the
50-50
kind of thing like that.
Fair.
And that, but that's to encourage more people to come out, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, an open mic in its purest, what's it called? What's the word I'm looking for?
Unadulterated.
Unadulterated form, yeah, or like just like. Like the Garden of Eden. What is the Garden of Eden? Pure, right? It's pure. An open mic in its purest Garden of Eden like form that hasn't been touched by man.
What
right?
was the open mic? It was a Garden of Eden with two people talking to God. The audience is God.
Essentially,
and
right? No, but like a pure open mic
yeah.
is an experiment, right? It's an experiment, and in an experiment, things are going to blow up at times, right? Things are going to combust. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, people don't want to hear the risky stuff, no, basically, yeah.
But no, it's not even risky. You're going to hear someone who is not altogether there
yeah.
talking about some nonsense that's not funny, and also delusional, and they're going to... But that's what it is. And then through that, you also get people who are working stuff out, and they get better. And the point is to leave the open mic. You know what I mean?
Right.
I do not love hosting an open... I do it as a public service. I'm doing a public service.
It's important work.
By hosting an open mic.
These losers need to get it out, or else what are they going to do? They're going to go do something crazy.
I don't even want to call them. I'm sad. I don't even want to say that.
See how we're getting into a tear and the lights go out? The Lord is testing me, brother. The Lord's testing me.
No, I'm just. This is why I don't like to put us above the open micers. We're not. We're not above. We have rolling blackouts. I don't know. This is like. It's like when, I'm not going to say it, actually. I'm in trouble for that joke, but.
From who?
We're in the global south somewhere. That's.
Okay.
Somewhere in the global south where they have problems with electrical.
Yes, yes, somewhere. We were deep into this Trump thing, though, and it was a good one. We're basically saying, I guess the point that I was kind of trying to make with you was, because you're talking about how these open mics are a little incel-y. People are like, I don't want to hear about this. Customers losing business.
Yeah, they don't like it.
The open mics are dying, is what you're saying.
Yes.
People feel like, why should I have to hear this opinion that I don't like and just get them out of here? Yeah. And in a way, yeah, like since I started comedy, I have noticed that.
Well, if you go out somewhere just, you know, to have, you know, an IPA yeah. and watch CP24. You know, you don't want
CP24.
if you have a big night of drinking a couple IPAs and watching CP24, you don't want to hear about some guy from Aurora's problems with his mother, right?
Fine, fair enough. Yeah, yeah. And they are sad.
It is sad.
It's not only not funny, like at an open mic and like dark, and people are trying to be the next Bill Burr. So it's like Bill Burr, not funny at all.
Exactly.
Not at all funny. So it's just mean and offensive until they learn. But there's no
a lot of them. There's but in a lot of those instances, there's not enough self-reflection for any learning to really occur.
I mean, you look at Bill Burr's career, and he says it always. He's like, he was weird until it took him a long time.
I bet
it takes a long time to get good at that.
Well, this is the thing, and then we're gonna shut the spigot. We're shutting the spigot, and then what?
Yeah, then what are we gonna do? And then I was saying though that it is almost like how right wing people talk about left wing people, where they're like. Because when I started, there was a bunch of guys getting shut down, and I'm like, hey, these guys have mental illness, basically. Like, I remember thinking that and trying to tell people, and they were just like, yeah, I don't care. Like, they're just like, I don't care. I'm like, but you got to understand. Look, I agree with you. I'm sorry that he said this. He's terrible. Whatever.
Yeah.
Mental illness. And almost always the people that are offended by the person are like, okay, fine, but no, that's not an excuse. Doesn't count. And like, that's it. It is a form of punching down. It's like all these right wing idiots. It's like, you're stupid. So we don't want to be.
Listen, they're not even right wing. They don't have any ideology.
No.
They're like outcasts.
You're right, but I'm relating that to the greater political issue.
If they had some political savvy and some like ability to organize and have like like concrete opinions. They'd have better acts, even.
They would have better acts.
They don't have anything.
No, they have nothing. But it does remind me. It does sound a little bit like
confused young men.
How Trump? But this is how everyone talks about Trump supporters and even like Jordan Peterson type of supporter. Like people talk about them like they're just these dumb losers. And because the lefties are all like, you're a loser, we don't like you, you can't play with... Like, even Ben Shapiro, you know Ben Shapiro?
Of course.
He has a book about how Hollywood is full of liberals, and I have the proof. And he has, like, a whole book of it. And I'm like, yeah.
He cracked the case.
He cracked the case. And I'm like, yeah, if you're going to be homophobic, like, we will never hire you. Like, I'm saying we, like, I'm there, but, like...
Right, but this is
he's pretty homophobic.
So this is also like the Shane Gillis thing, right? Like the guy who was who got hired by SNL
and he got fired for his tweets.
And then he was saying I'm not gonna say the C word because that already belongs to a word. I'm gonna say the CH word, the cha word. It's the cha word.
That is the accent that is so rude to do, though, eh?
Which one?
The cha accent.
Can you do it, please?
No way.
Can you demonstrate?
No way. I'll do, and I'm brown, and I won't do it.
Why would that give you license?
I don't know.
Don't India and China have beef with each other?
They do have beef, but like Indian accent.
Why would that give you a pass?
No, it wouldn't.
Plus, there's beef. There's already a reason why it would be even more.
I wouldn't, but I mean, Russell Peters.
If we're talking purely optics.
Russell Peters started his whole career just doing these Chinese jokes. It's like, man, Russell Peters, he got fired for that? That's my whole first special.
That's my bread and butter.
That was his bread and butter. It might still be.
No, but he never did the cha. He never said the cha word.
Yes, he did.
RP?
Oh.
No, because the Shane Gillis guy was—he was on a podcast, much like we are—and he was saying the "cha" word.
No. Russell Peters would do like The Voice. He would do these.
The Voice is not necessarily an issue.
So what's the word?
It's the "cha" word. You know what it is?
Chink.
I don't even. Wow.
We can't spell it.
I don't spell like that. I don't spell that way. I don't spell like that. That's not how I spell. I'm sorry.
That's a rough one. You can't say that?
I don't spell that way.
You're not
sorry.
Allowed to say that? I wouldn't say everyone has their N-word now.
Everyone's
got an N-word. That's it. We have to recognize everyone's N-word.
You're not allowed to say it in a microphone when you're recording something, because that's what Shane Gillis has proven.
Baby,
especially.
Edit this for me, please. We'll beep it out.
No, we're going everything, even the blackout. Everything is included in this podcast.
Okay, cool. We'll figure that out. But like, no, it's interesting. I feel like a lot of the first Russell Peters special you wouldn't be allowed to do now. But,
I don't even think I've seen the first Russell. I could tell you like maybe half an idea of a Russell Peters joke. I know he's successful.
Yeah,
that's what I know about him.
No, it's fine. I mean,
I know that he gets little watches when you open for him. That's what I know about his stand-up.
Yeah, and then all these guys like would just stay at his mansion over there. Like he was just before I started. Mm-hmm. So everyone who's like a little older than me, half of them are pissed because he stole their jokes, and then half of them are like, "No, he's my boy. He stayed at his mansion." So they're
honestly, what were you doing with those jokes? You're coming to the open mic with these incels, speaking to nobody. Take the watch.
Take the watch. No, people are pissed. But even Jeannie Yashir was pissed, and she did a whole podcast.
On Race Wars.
On Race Wars,
have you
seen that? Yeah,
once.
Yeah.
And then they were going to have him on, and then that never happened. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. But
also, by the way, I don't want any problems with Russell Peters. Maybe we should edit this.
No, we should just stay. We should be like, hey, man, it's cool. You want to steal some jokes? Take them. I'll stay in the mansion.
You want to take some
Why do you care? He's not going to watch it.
It's like we cold call his manager and just send some jokes, but like purely like we're going to LA for vacation in a couple weeks, and we don't want to book an Airbnb. So if you take these jokes, can we stay with the mansion?
You know,
we'll
the
give
best
you these jokes for lodging.
So Mark sent me a video, a compilation of all those some jokes that Russell Peters stole,
uh-huh.
And it includes him, it includes some other Toronto guys, and then the Junior Shear stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Puts it on YouTube. He's like, share it, brother. We have to fight back. We have to tell the world. And I'm like, right. cool, whatever, right?
Right. I'm not trying to get on the back.
I think I was kind of, it was like years ago, so I think uh-huh. I was kind of what you were saying, where I'm like, hey, man, I don't want to get on his bad side, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, before I could even say that, guess what? It got flagged for copyright infringement. That's funny, right?
It's beautiful.
That's so beautiful, dude.
That's beautiful.
It was like the Lord intervened. I was like, what do I tell this guy? I'm like, should I just tell him, like, hey, I'm trying to stay at the Russell Peters mansion, so I don't know. I know a guy who knows a guy who can get me into Russell Peters mansion.
Is that what it's
so
called?
So maybe now's not the time.
The Russell Peters mansion.
The Russell Peters mansion? Yo, dude, I'm like so close to getting the Russell Peters mansion.
Do you think he refers to it as that? Do you think he calls it the Russell Peters mansion?
But anyway.
How insane would that be if you met him? He's like, you think you want to stay at the Russell Peters mansion?
I was like, But bro, I'm so close to the Russell Peters Mansion. Can't do this right now. Anyway, I didn't want to say that to him. Uh-huh. So I was getting so close to just posting the video that he made. Yeah. I think I still have it somewhere because he sent me the video too. Dude, he's a comic that we know. I'll tell you who it is.
I know. You're saying names. You got to beep out a lot of names that you've said on the show.
I don't think so. I didn't say any last names.
It's not hard. We're talking Toronto comedy what, here.
Ryan? But dude, there's 50 Ryans. I always know 4 Ryans in my life at all times.
How many of them are Toronto comics?
3.
Good luck.
Go find them. They don't even care, buddy. Go Who cares? Okay. But anyway, so this guy sends me the video. And yeah, and before I could send him like, hey man, I'm so close to my Russell Peters Mansion mm-hmm. invitation, my Russell Peters Invitational. He's like, never mind. He flagged it as copyright infringement.
That's beautiful because he's a winner. That's why, because he won. And you lost.
Why me?
Not just everyone. Everyone else lost.
Baby, my invitation's coming. Don't worry.
Getting sidetracked. Back we are getting sidetracked. The Shane Gillis thing and the chuh word.
Yeah.
The chuh word, as we call it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's interesting now where there's kind of like. I don't agree with it. I don't know. I don't actually know where I stand. I don't agree with what he said.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. Wait. What did you think?
Okay. So that's the kind of stuff that you just do alone when you're with a friend, not with all the stuff on. like if him and his friend are alone, that's the kind of dumb joke. Like, look, man. Look, you're a kid, mm-hmm. dude. Me and my sister have racist jokes.
For sure.
And everyone, when people aren't around.
Everyone does.
My mom, dude, we were raised with everyone racist does. Shit. So yeah. Even when me and my sister
my
are
grandma,
alone.
You know what my grandma has said to me?
Tell me.
She, at my family is half Caribbean, Jamaican, Ghanaian on one side, and half Ukrainian, Saskatchewan.
Paid in U.S. dollars, but go on.
People
yeah.
on the other side. Well, they're not. I'm the only one. USD, that's all I accept.
All I can see is the rip in your pants, but go on. U.S. currency. Just like, man, I can see the white underwear through
there. I'm frugal. I don't wear white anymore. I have a new policy. That was my New Year's resolution. Only black briefs. That's it. Only black.
Grown-up tip number one. If you're a man, listen, this is all fine.
Only
the tidy
black,
whities, no.
Only black. No, because it stains. Only black. Straight black. Or dark color.
Tidy whities is like the first girlfriend taught me that one. But anyway, go on.
Taught you what?
These tidy whities go in the garbage.
Don't wear them on black briefs.
She's like, even on top of it, on your brown, hairy skin, they're really popping. These are going in the garbage.
No, but your ass chotch will get on them and you'll leave stains.
Sure, dude. Okay. It's fine.
Oh,
but
you
let's
don't do that. You're above that.
I'm not leaving stains. No, it's been like a long time. And my bum is working the worst it's ever.
Are you moisturizing?
Worked. I gotta say, my bum.
Are you
it's
moisturizing?
Like, it is getting shitty as I get older. It's not getting good. It's not
it's
as good as
chachi.
It used to be. It is.
It's chachier.
It's like a little looser.
The butt. Do you know what I mean by when I say the butt chotch?
The butt chotch, yeah.
Like the residue, the film.
Well, listen, brother. I told a boss this. A boss agreed that we only have fresh smelling booties in this house. Why? Bidet. Fresh smelling booties only in this
house.
You
have a bidet in your apartment?
We have a bidet, brother.
Okay.
We wash that with water.
I like using a Lingette, like a Pampers Lingette, and then I call the last one is a coup de grace, the final blow. So you TP coup de grace, the Lingette. Pull out the Lingette and do the coup de grace.
Like
and then put on your black briefs. Because you gotta fucking cover your ass. Literally. You gotta cover your tracks. Literally on that shit, man.
The coup de grace.
The coup de grace. The final blow.
I just like when you're like at the last one, you're like, coup de grace. It's
the like, final blow.
Execute coup de grace.
The final blow.
That's so cute.
No, but I would say.
Oh, the camera's tilting.
Okay.
But go on, yeah.
What happened?
It's just tilting. But go. Okay. Tell me the story.
Hooray for Hollywood.
This is the future of television.
This is why. This is why the liberal media won't have us.
Speak for yourself. I'm writing ourselves. A TV show, baby. Okay. I'm in the Writers Guild, brother.
The point of this podcast is to get that taken away from you.
Wow. What did I say so far?
You said you admitted.
You think Russell Peters would make calls and be like, "Are you saying that I stole?"
You admitted that you and your sister said racist jokes when you were kids. And back to my point, though. Here's my thing. So my it was Christmas a couple years ago. My dad's family came from Saskatchewan. We're in Mississauga at my grandma's having dinner. And my grandma just starts going in instantly
oh, yeah.
about being like the problems with the culture. As she's
I love that.
as she sees
the culture.
As she sees it.
The culture.
What's going on with society right now?
I have to say something about the culture.
And this is she was either 79 or 80 years old, Jamaican woman from Montego Bay right now. And at first she's talking about, she says, what do you think of, legalizing marijuana? I think it's going to cause more problems on the road. She said, it's just going to cause more problems on the road. And my dad's white, kind of like middle of the country prairie parents are like, yeah, we agree. We're with you on that one, right? And then my grandma goes, and another thing.
And another thing.
And then here's when it goes out the deep end.
These gays
goes,
are.
And she goes, no, it wasn't them. She goes, why is it that when I call the police officer comes to my house dressed in a turban? Huh? And my mom.
This is your anti-marijuana. Yeah. These are your anti-marijuana people.
And then my mom in classic George Costanza of like Frank and Estelle have just said something. My mom literally does this. Oh God. She goes, oh God.
I love it. And
then you have my dad's parents like horrified and being like, no, we disagree.
That's cute.
My friends, is intersectionality. Okay, that is the truest form of intersectionality. Christmas dinner with my grandparents.
Well, you got to respect all the views. We were talking about the brown facing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People are mad. People like friends of ours are mad at me. Kind of were mad at me because I wasn't mad at him. Trudeau.
You're letting him off the hook.
It's like, oh, you're being an apologist. You're a brown face apologist.
Well,
now.
But you are.
No. I go to my parents.
You 100% are.
I did some research. Everyone I know from India, they don't care. They think it's a shout out.
You were telling me that the other day.
They're like, man, he loves us. His dad loved us, let us in. He loves us. He dresses up like us.
Yeah.
It's fine. My mom's like
they just won the Cricket World Cup and he's like out in the street with the Indian flag. That's essentially what he's doing.
That's how they see it.
But isn't he so Aladdin though? Here's the thing: the Indian community. This is not their fight. Here's why.
Well, go on, I'll have a point after that.
Okay, I'm just gonna say this: it was supposed to be Arabian Nights, was it not?
Yes.
So and Aladdin that takes place in Baghdad.
Yeah.
So the Iraqi community should really be coming out against Trudeau about this. I want to hear what Iraqis have to say about this because that's really what it's based. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah. I can't wait until some Saudi prince is like, we are not black. Like, he's just like upset that he's like,
I love that in your impression they say black.
That's my PC. No, I don't think he would go that far. He would just be like, he thinks we are black. Like, he would be upset that he's like, why did he make us so dark? We're almost white.
Yeah.
We're working so hard to be white over here. They don't even go in the sun and shit, dude. They have, like, India skin whitening cream. Dude, what the biggest diss to Indian people is honestly, even Indian people, the biggest diss is how dark the shade is. They're so fucking internally racist that they're like, wait a minute. He's dressing up as...
My friend was telling me, my friend used to live in Egypt, and he said that there's this like film that they made. Egypt had this president who was like black, right? But anytime that an Egyptian movie's made about him, they lighten him up, right? He's not as black. Like the guy who plays him is not that black.
In Hinduism, they make them blue.
But then there was
straight up, they're blue. They make them blue, dude.
So what was is the Blue Man Group culturally appropriating Hindu culture?
No. Good bit. Let's just finish the first one that you got, though.
Yeah, no, but apparently there's this movie. Who's the guy who did the, he was like in 24 and then he did the Allstate commercials, that actor?
Oh, yeah, the black guy.
Yeah.
Just the sweet, sweet black man that you want.
I think I could be completely wrong about
like,
this.
Like, just like another guy who could be the president.
Yeah.
And I think he does play the president in another show.
He plays the president in some TV show. But I think, no, he plays in 24. He played the president in 24.
Oh, is he the president then?
Yeah. My friend said that there was an American movie where they had the president at the time played by this black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was outrage in Egypt about it. They were like, there was an uproar. They were like, he was not that black. They're like, tone it down.
That's,
what are
man,
you saying?
How rough, eh?
I know.
No, everyone's racist against black people. It's really mean. It's so wrong, dude. We would have no rights in this country. I have to tell Indian people all the time. I'm like, show some fucking respect, man. You'd have no civil rights. They wouldn't have fought for it.
In Canada?
In America, though.
In America.
But America teaches everyone. American culture is stolen by everyone, and everyone lives with it, and it's heavily influenced by black people.
Let's just go back to Trudeau 1, though, because Trudeau 1 is the guy who changed the country. That's why his son is the nepotism prime minister, right? He got elected on nepotism and good feelings. That's my whole thing with Biden, right? Biden is trying to coast off of this Obama nepotism of being like, remember how good we felt with Barack Obama?
Oh, is that his angle?
Of course.
Like, hey man, bring back the Obama years, baby.
He doesn't. He's talking about.
Hey man, Obama might be my vice president now. I don't know. Get us both back.
No, but he had like in the last debate, he was talking about like record players, and his like eye like popped. He like bursted a blood vessel. He's like senile. He's like half in the bag. He's no charisma. People are voting for him because of the Obama shine. That's it.
Wow, dude.
This is not new.
Yeah, no, it's true. So what are you saying then? You don't like him, or you like him, or what?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
No.
You don't like him?
Not. Well, I'm not an American, but I am part of, as you would say, the American Empire.
We are living in the American Empire.
We live in we're vassals.
We are the vassals. We are a dominion state at best, a vassal. And you know, even you came in bragging that you only get paid in American money. Isn't that interesting? Europeans worth more, but nobody says, "Hey man, I want pounds."
Euros?
No, it's American.
Or pound sterling, but that's going south soon too. Who knows what's going to happen there?
Yeah. What an interesting time.
Yeah.
How do we wrap this up? Let's just head out of here. We got to go, man. We got to show up. You have a show tonight. I have a show on Saturday.
Any plugs? Yeah, let's plug our shows.
Let's just plug our stuff.
Come to Sunday's show. I have a show at Lalo Bar, College in Dufferin, Sunday at 8 o'clock. Come check us out.
That's a great spot.
It's a great show. Great Trinidadian food, microbrewery, too.
Yeah, it's a very cool place. You took it over from Jordan Foisier. He's operating 22 minutes.
Yeah, he's in Halifax. I'm just I'm guest hosting for him while he's away.
That's amazing. Great. Oh, and then every Saturday I have the pre-drink, my new show at Room 104 Toronto. It's a pretty hot night. It's a very hot night. Starts at 9 p.m. sharp, doors at 8:30, 9 p.m. We start the comedy show.
That's right downtown?
It's right downtown.
Okay.
Room 104 Toronto is at 86.
What's the nearest subway stop?
Peter Street. Near subway?
People want to take the train.
It would be the West Queen one. But it's right there in Club District.
Osgood.
Osgood's the closest
Osgood
one.
Station.
What's the one? What's the King one west?
St. Andrew.
I think St. Andrew might be closer. It's because it's close to King Street, but it's right there. But there's a link to all that. If you're in Toronto, it's like right in the heart of like Club District Toronto. We're doing 9 to 10:30.
What's parking like? Do I get a voucher?
Baby, no
voucher.
It's downtown Toronto. Figure out your parking. That's not my problem. But that's how this works.
You got to think about the consumer.
That's how this works.
What if I'm hiring a babysitter.
Free parking on Spadina. Free parking on Spadina at 9 p.m.
That's how you sell the show.
How about that? Free parking on Spadina after 9 p.m. But park your car, pay for it because you got to walk over.
You got to walk. Well, you got to get your steps in also.
We got to start the show at 9 though. 9 to 10:30 we do the comedy show, and then after that there's like it's just like a fun vibe out there. Like they have all these drinking games and stuff. They have like foosball, they have like a beer pong table, all that fun cool shit.
So is it for kind of like yuppies downtown like corporate vibe?
Honestly, I'm calling it, it's like The View, but for party people. You know what I'm saying?
The View? Like the show? TV show, The View?
Yeah.
Your show is like The View. Well, like Joy Behar.
But hey, they're all comedians.
It's a panel show?
No, it's not a panel show. It's a comedy show, but we discuss the issues like we're discussing now. The whole culture, the vibe of it is like we discuss the issues, we talk about the culture,
I'm talking about the clientele. Like, what's the clientele like?
The clientele is party people, and I'd say retired party people, because here's what happens.
Party people?
Party people, it's hard to get them out at 9.
Like the creepy 40-year-old who's at like the college bars?
That guy's not coming, and then all the girls that he's chasing after, they're not there, so then he's not there.
He's not coming?
So that's not coming.
So what are
so
the
9 o'clock,
like
what the people are at 9 o'clock, they're either retired party people, or they're people who want to go out on Saturday, and they're going to come, they're going to do the comedy show, get a taste of the dancing, and then by 12:30, they either make a decision like, I'm going to go crazy, wild out, or they're going to be like, you know what? I've had a full night. I'm going to call it a night and call it a day. But it is a lot of retired party people because they come as a couple. And I've seen this in their eyes before where it's like 11 o'clock after the comedy show. I'm like, oh, look, we're gonna party, right? And they're just like, no, we can just go home and fuck each other.
Because they're adults.
Because they're
secure in themselves and they're adults.
They're adults. They're in a they're like, no, we don't have to do all this.
They're not trying to go to Double Land and do blow until 4 a.m.
None of that.
In the hopes that they find the one.
Yeah, to find the one. They're not going to do blow at 4 a.m. to find
imagine
the one.
Imagine a new reality of dating show. I mean, like, this is like the new version of The Bachelor, where it's just like you do blow until 4 a.m. and the point is to find the love of your life.
Ew, that's so gross.
in a smoky basement,
yeah,
on College Street.
Basically, it's for the people who have realized that that's not going to work, so they just come for the comedy show, do a little dance. They're like, "Look, honey, look, these losers are going
to
go
to Vimeo, coked up love,
coked up love." All right. Thanks for watching. Bye. Let's get out of here. Peace.